We are heading ever closer to the Triduum. And here we are, 2 weeks out from marking the central events of history, the central events of our Catholic faith. And in today's gospel, we have an anticipation of the passion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The passion reminds us that there is always a Friday called good. But the resurrection reminds us that Sunday is coming. Lazarus's death anticipates the Lord's death, and indeed it anticipates our own deaths. But his being brought back to life affirms a conviction that only Christians have, that while it is Friday, Sunday is coming. Now think with me a while this morning about this conviction. It's Friday. Mary, Jesus' mother, is crying her eyes out. That's her son up there on the cross. That's her son dying an agonizing death of crucifixion as if he were a criminal. But Mary, it's only Friday, and Sunday's coming. The apostles were really down and out. Jesus, their leader, was being killed by evil men. But it was only Friday, and Sunday's coming. The devil thought he'd won. Ha ha! You thought you could outwit me? But I've got you now, Jesus. But devil, remember, it is only Friday, and Sunday is coming. It's Friday, and evil has triumphed over good. Jesus is dying there on the cross. The world's turned upside down. This shouldn't happen. But remember, it's only Friday, and Sunday's coming. Mary Magdalene is beside herself with grief. Jesus, the one who had loved her like no one else, had brought her from sin to life, could not believe her eyes. There was the one she loved on the cross. But Mary Magdalene, remember, it's only Friday, and Sunday is coming. Jesus is told that his friend Lazarus was sick, and please, Lord, won't you not come? 3 times we're told in this passage that Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Loved them so much. But when he's told that Lazarus is ill, he doesn't go to them right away, but stays where he was 2 more days. And by the time he gets to Lazarus, he's been in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus delayed going by about a week. But Jesus, didn't you love them? Why did you delay? The ways of Jesus can at times seem so bewildering to us. Have you ever been with Martha, who upon Jesus' arrival asks, Lord, if you'd only been here, my brother would not have died. Why didn't you come sooner? And although we didn't hear it in today's shortened version of the gospel, a little later, Mary comes and she kneels before Jesus and says the exact same thing. Lord, if you had come, my brother would not have died. Why did you wait? John paints this passion scene for us so that we can enter into this Friday experience. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and he was deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. Jesus began to weep. That's because in a world like this, we cannot bypass Friday. In a world like this, even the Son of God weeps. In a world like this, we cannot bypass death. In a world like this, the author of life has to die. Yes, in a world like this, some people can even wonder, is there ever going to be a Sunday? Some at the tomb ask that very question in this way. Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? The Bible tells us that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Davidic kingdom. He is very much like David, who had lived 1,000 years earlier. Jesus, David, they have so much in common. And one of the things that David and Jesus have in common is they both weep. David, when he hears of the death of his son Absalom, we are told in 2 Samuel, these words. And the king was deeply moved, and he went up to his chamber, and he wept. What did St. John say about Jesus? Like King David, he was deeply moved. Where have you laid them? Lord, come and see. And he began to weep. Yes, Israel's greatest king and the King of Kings both wept. And the Holy Spirit inspires the biblical writers to let us know that. We cannot avoid the passion in a world like this. Friday is for real. C.S. Lewis wrote a book called A Grief Observed. In it, he describes in his poignant prose the experience of grief. When we are happy, said C.S. Lewis, so happy you have no sense of needing God, so happy that you're tempted to feel his claims upon your life are an interruption. If you remember yourself and turn to him with gratitude and praise, you will, or it so feels, be welcomed with open arms. But go to him when your need is desperate, when all other help is in vain, and what do you find? A door slammed in your face, and the sound of bolting, double bolting from the inside, and after that, silence. Do you know this experience that is so deep? It leaves a mark on your soul, the way the nails left marks in Jesus' hands and in his feet. Can you think of that day when you got the news? I can. It was Monday, June the 7th, 1971. Just after 7 a.m. in the morning, I was 10 years old. A dear friend of our family broke the news to me. Your dad has died. For you, it might be your son has been killed. Your daughter, your wife, mother, husband is no longer here. So many of us in this room this morning know firsthand of what I'm speaking about. You know firsthand what it is to hear the gospel writer say, Jesus wept. You know firsthand what it is to say, and David went to his upper chamber and wept. You know firsthand what C.S. Lewis means when he says, the door is slammed shut and the bolts are sliding across it, and then there is only silence. Silence and weeping. But listen to these words. Spoken from the one who began to weep. Martha, says Jesus, it's Friday, but listen to me, Martha, whom I love. Sunday is coming. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Here it is. Death tells us that it's Friday. But listen to me now, says Jesus. Sunday is coming. Friday lasts for a time, says Jesus, but when Sunday comes, it's coming for good. And while you and I were not present at the tomb, St. John wants us to use our imaginations and to take to heart what happened once the tears had been shed. There is Jesus by the tomb, and he says, roll away the stone. And then he speaks those words, Lazarus, come out. And out comes Lazarus. And Jesus says, take off the grave clothes and put on his Sunday best. Because remember, beloved, Sunday is coming. Sunday is coming. Why did not Jesus go to Lazarus sooner? It was because you and I could have this story. It was because you and I could know that the Son of God, the author of life, knows what it is to weep. It's so you and I could know that although it's Friday, Sunday is coming. This illness is not unto death, said Jesus. It's for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by means of it. Jesus did this miracle for you. For you, you, me, and us. Jesus did this miracle so that we could take to heart and know that because Jesus came from the Father, that bolted, shut, and locked door, if you listen carefully enough, the bolts are now being unlocked and slipped back. And the door is being swung wide open. That tomb, with the rock blocking its entrance where Lazarus was laid, has been rolled back. And if you have the imagination to look carefully and to listen attentively, there's that other tomb on Easter morning. The stone has been rolled back. And there's Mary Magdalene talking to the person she thinks is the gardener. But then she hears that voice and her name, Mary. And she says, Rabboni, teacher. Yes, Mary, it was Friday, but now Sunday has come. Without these stories, without Jesus' delay on that day all those years ago, without his cross, without his resurrection that followed, all there would be is Friday. But we know because of Lazarus and this story, Sunday is coming. Let us allow the full force of these days touch us as we move ever closer to Holy Week. Do not bypass the Passion. Come to church on Good Friday. Because in a world like this, we have to remember that Friday is here. And yet, get ready for the most glorious Sunday of all. When Jesus declared, death is defeated, life is won. That day, when Jesus said, evil will never have the last word. I am the last word. I am eternal life. That's because, although it's Friday, Sunday is coming.